Next case, please.
Our next case number is case number 12,238. Patrick Kintz seeks a special use exemption for a private garage. Sections 115.23 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of North Old State Road, approximately 1,643 feet north of East Hudson Pond Road. The 911 address is 10353 North Old State Road, Lincoln. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel ID is District 230, Map 19, Parcel 106.03. Specifically, the applicant seeks a special use exemption for a 1,900 square foot addition to an existing accessory structure to be used for the storage of more than four vehicles. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Patrick Kintz, 10353 North Old State Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Thank you.
Jennifer Kintz, 10353 North Old State Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Okay. Come back up here, sir. That's all right. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And you might want to remove your hat.
Yep.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We don't mind messing here. Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
It's okay. Would you like to state your case and address the standard, the standard for us?
So basically what I'm trying to do is I have an existing pole barn that I'm trying to add an addition to. It's a well-maintained property. Me and my wife built it probably about 10 years ago. We have recently bought an RV, and the pole barn that we have now is not large enough to accommodate it. So basically what we're trying to do is just add on to it so that we can actually just pull our RV in. We have 3 acres. It's a long, narrow piece of property. Has probably about 200 foot of road frontage. So it's deep, it's not wide.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the land behind us is wooded. It's got a railroad behind there, and nobody, I don't think there's any plans of doing anything back there. So what I'm trying to do is just add it on to the existing pole barn.
Mm-hmm.
On the right-hand side from what you're looking at now.
Now, are we're speaking of that, where the structure where the mouse is?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So basically what I want to do is add on to the right, and it'll put me right to close to my setbacks, but okay. It is within my setbacks. The side property line is 15 foot, mm-hmm. and the rear is 20. And what I'm proposing will keep us in that setback.
Okay.
So.
Is that your dwelling in the center?
Yes.
Because it's not shown on this
diagram. On the survey.
Yeah, when I had the survey done, I asked him if he could just actually check, because I know with the county, they were questioning whether or not it was within my setbacks. So when I went to the surveyor, I didn't ask him to survey everything. I just said, can you check what I have to make sure what I want to do is correct?
Okay. Yeah. That was probably a little cheaper anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah. Plus, I got a good working relationship with them, so
good.
Help me out.
So the special use exception is to for you to have more than a four car structure.
Yes.
Okay. And so the question before this board, there's only one, and that question is, will your request substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? And the answer is?
No.
And why is that?
I mean, the way it's positioned on my property, mm-hmm. I mean, you can see I'm back there. I'm as far as I can back.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the neighbors are all the way up to the front.
Mm-hmm.
It's.
Is that your neighbor's structure beside the where the yellow it
That's
appears?
That's actually my brother and sister-in-law, so if they say anything,
They're not getting a Christmas present.
I got you.
Okay. The other person to the south, uh-huh. is actually who we brought the property from, and we're all good friends with them.
Okay.
And I'm sure she wouldn't have any objections.
Okay. All right. Very well.
You gotta watch these relatives, I tell you.
They sometimes become outlaws. Other questions for members of the board?
No.
I have none.
And Mr. Sharp?
Just that you're going to be using this commercially, it's just used for personal use?
It's just for personal. I started with one car, and then we got the RV, so it's just we put our RV in.
So it doesn't, it's not so much how many vehicles, but you have four doors on it?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Don't see anyone. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve case number 12,238. I believe and I feel that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Merry Christmas.